members of the convention, my friends, it is very late tonight, but I have felt that you would rather that I speak to you now than wait until tomorrow. It is with a very full heart that I speak tonight. I must confess that I do so with mixed feelings, because I find myself, as almost everyone does sooner or later in his lifetime, in a conflict between deep personal desire for retirement on the one hand, and that quiet, invisible thing called conscience on the other.
Welcome back to our live broadcast from the FDR Library, Presidential Library and Museum in Hyde Park. Terry Gibson is a Democratic member of the New York State Senate representing the 41st District of the state.
And Gibson was elected to the Senate in 2012. He's also a local business owner and homeowner in Rhinebeck, New York. He joins us now.
He sure does. And we must say that he was, they mentioned this, he was part of the rededication ceremony yesterday. And it was mentioned in his introduction that he is the first Democrat elected to that post of representing this area since FDR.
That's correct.
That's pretty cool. We should note not the only state official, either current or emeritus, in our audience.
Well, yes. Tarki Lombardi, the former state senator of many years, is here. Welcome, Tarki. And Jack McEnany, the unofficial historian of New York State, is here also.
Jack is right there. Thank you very much. So, see, this is what your retirement holds. When you get out of the Senate and the Assembly, you can come to all these broadcasts.
Not such a bad gig.
No, not at all. This is a big deal to have this museum, this treasure in your district, I assume.
We're really, really fortunate. It really is an American treasure, a global treasure, really. And to have it right here in the Hudson Valley is an amazing thing. And I don't think it's a coincidence. You know, as I mentioned yesterday during the ceremony, I think this is what FDR wanted. He had the power and the influence to have built this library anywhere he wanted in the entire world, really. But he chose to build it right here in the Hudson Valley. He chose to build it out of Hudson Valley building materials. And I think that he wanted more than just a library. He really wanted to promote the area that he loved so much. And he knew the best thing he could do was to build something that would bring all the people here so that they could experience all the great opportunities our region has to offer. And that's what it's done, and it continues to do today. It's really been a magnet for our economy, for commerce, for job creation. It's brought so many people here, and many of them have stayed. And
but that's nice. But but how come it took so long to elect a second Democrat?
I don't think we have time to get into the details about that. But, you know, I don't think FDR even carried this region when he ran for president. So that tells you something right there. But the demographics are changing in the area. And, you know, everything has to change sooner or later. I feel very, very fortunate to have this opportunity to serve this area. And it only makes it even better to know that FDR once filled this seat. So it's a very humbling position. To walk through the museum yesterday and see photos from back when he was actually running for the state Senate. Very, very interesting. It's just really a reality check.
Did Sarah, his mom, help him win that election?
I'm sure she did. She seemed to have helped him in everything.
I think she did, yeah.
I'm sure she did.
So you got to help, you know, you got help too.
Did you have that same kind of help?
Yeah. My wife has been an enormous help in my entire campaign and continues to be my right-hand person throughout what I'm doing now.
And, does she have a lot of money? Or?
No. There's not a lot of similarities between me and FDR, I have to tell you, and certainly the money part is the biggest difference.
When you think about of covering and representing this district, it says a lot about not only the Hudson River, but of course of the history of this area, and that always has to be in the back of your mind, doesn't it?
It is, and it's, you know, I really actually am very interested in history myself, and I've always studied it, and it was one of the things that brought me to this area in the first place. And it only helps us when we try to continue to promote this area, as FDR was trying to do. You know, I really believe that the Hudson Valley is poised once again to be a real economic engine globally. And I'm making every effort I can as the new senator to try to bring new companies here, to invent new things here, and to really make this be a hub of job creation. And I think that our history shows that we're capable of doing that.
When... Was there going to be clap? Yeah, I think I think you struck a chord with the audience. I didn't want to...
Don't cut them off, Joe.
No, I didn't want to screw that up. And so, because the state, and Alan can certainly speak more to this more eloquently than I, but it seems, I mean, you're always in some way running, right?
Always.
I mean, you're running now, right?
Of course.
I mean,
of course.
It doesn't hurt for you to be here right now.
Absolutely not. I really do appreciate that, by the way. It's, you know, we only have two-year terms, and that makes it, unfortunately, a requirement that once you're elected, you just have to keep running. It's the way the system is set up. So,
well, but keep by keeping running, you also mean keeping getting money, right? I mean, that's part of what you have to do every day.
So on this historic day, you want to talk about campaign finance reform?
Yeah, sure.
Is that right? Okay. We can do that if you like. Listen, you know where I stand on it. We need drastic changes in our campaign finance system. It's the only way that we're really ever going to reform our government. We need to set up a system that allows the best and the brightest from all over the state to run for office. And we just don't have that right now. So until we take the big money out of politics, it'll be very difficult for more people like me to get elected. And it's not about party. This is on both sides of the aisle. We need to encourage everyone who wants to seek office, regardless of party affiliation, to step up and do it. And I want to level the playing field so that can happen.
What do you think, in the end, in your race, what do you think made the difference? And then how do you then capitalize on that for the next time?
Well, it was a variety of many, many different things. The planets sort of aligned. There was a three-person race, which was very, very unique in New York State. That certainly helped. But I also worked incredibly hard, really made it known that I wanted to bring a new direction, a new vision to this area. And that I think that voters saw that it was time to give somebody else a chance. This state is really in a rut in terms of new leadership and new vision. At least it was until recently. And we need to elect more people. And I think the voters decided it was time to give somebody new a chance. So I'm fortunate to have that. I'm continuing to work as hard as I can to bring about significant changes here in the Hudson Valley, to improve the quality of life, to reduce our taxes, to reduce the cost of living, and really to try to make it more affordable to do business here. And I think that all the things that FDR did way back then only helped me do what I'm trying to do now.
Do you ever have a conversation with him?
With FDR?
Yeah, do you ever channel him? You know,
well, you know, we do in my office here in Poughkeepsie. We have a lot of pictures of him when he served as state senator and when he served this area. And I would be lying if I didn't say that I do stop there very often throughout the course of the day and look at those pictures and just wonder, you know, what he would have done if he was in my position.
Now, be very careful what you say here because it'll make the papers. But do you ever, you know, Barbara Streisand and others have talked about this. Do you ever talk to him? I mean, does he ever say anything to you?
Well, Hillary famously had the conversations with Eleanor Roosevelt.
No, I don't normally talk to dead people. Do you
see them?
I do not see them. Okay. I do not see them. But I do certainly study up on what they've done in the past, and often you know, wonder what they would do in my position. But I'm not really into channeling now.
Well, I can't thank you enough for taking. What were we going?
No.
I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're running throughout the district today, and to take the time out to be with us, I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Terry Gibson, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the FDR Presidential Library and Museum on WAMC.